Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, today the first reading and the gospel speak about water and people getting thirsty and searching for water. In the first reading from the book of Exodus, the people of Israel who were moving out of Egypt, out of slavery to the promised land, were thirsty on their journey. And when they could not find water, they were angry and grumbled against Moses and God. They even asked, "Is the Lord with us or not?" Because they were thirsty, they needed to quench their thirst. In the Gospel, St. John presents us the picture of a woman who went to the well to draw water because she was thirsty. And at the well, she met a man who was also thirsty, waiting for someone to come and draw water and give him a drink. She did not know at the time it was Jesus, and this man asked her for water. Then she said she couldn't give him water because of cultural barriers. Jews and Samaritans would not drink from each other's pots or from each other's taps. And Jesus broke down the barriers at that point. He went out of his way to tell her, "If you knew who it was that is speaking to you, you would ask him for water, living water." Water is precious for life. When we are thirsty, we look for water. But we are not only thirsty for water alone in this world. Whereas our physical bodies need water, our souls, our spiritual bodies also need God. They are thirsty and they long for God. And when we are not able to find God for our souls, we don't get the satisfaction of life. And for that matter, in Psalm 41, the author said, "Like a deer that yearns for running streams, my soul is longing for you, my Lord." Our souls are yearning for the Lord. They are feeling thirsty for the Lord, and they need the Lord. St. John presents us this woman in his gospel to tell us that because of her thirst, which she thought was material, she went from man to man till she was with the sixth man, whom she did not even consider as her husband. When Jesus asked her to go and bring her husband, she said, "I do not have a husband." And that gave Jesus the opportunity to tell her what she wanted. She was looking for God, but she thought her security lay in the fact that she would have a good husband, have a good job, and then have a good name. But then she moved from man to man and had no satisfaction. But when Jesus made her aware that her soul was longing for God, and until she found God, she would not have peace in her life, she immediately understood. And she went away to call people to come and see A man who has told her everything she has ever done in her life. She brought the people. They came to see Jesus. And they believed Jesus at the beginning because it was the woman who told them. But when they made Jesus to stay with them for 2 days, they made their own personal experiences. Each of them experienced Jesus in a different way. So they turned around to tell the woman, "We had believed in that man because of the testimony you gave about him. But now, we believe him not because you told us, but because we have experienced him ourselves." This is what the scriptures are calling us to. That it's true that we will begin to understand the will of God and the message of God through other people's experiences. But after we have heard the word of God, we should make our own personal experience of Jesus Christ. No one can make an experience of God for another person. We can share our experience, but that will not be enough to sustain our hope and our joy in God. Everybody is called to make a personal experience of Jesus Christ in his or in her life. When we depend on other people's experiences, when their experiences fail, we are bound to fail. But our personal experience of God will never fail us. We experience God differently. And so the catechumens who are here with us and would begin their journey towards receiving the sacraments at Easter, they have come to be with us to share in our common Christian experience. But they are asking all of us to help them be able to make their own personal experience of Jesus Christ, of the faith we profess in God. Dear friends, as we celebrate the season of Lent, every one of us is encouraged to make a special experience of Jesus Christ, particularly when we journey with him on the way of the cross. We should experience him in a special way that will help us to challenge our faith and to come to the understanding that without him, our life will be meaningless. Every one of us should be thirsty for Christ in his or in her life. And until we have found him, our souls will be restless. They will continue to yearn and to make us to look out for something that will satisfy us. Unfortunately, in our world, when we have a spiritual longing for God, we go looking for material things. When you are thirsty, you don't go to look for food to eat. And when you are hungry, you don't go to look for water to drink. But why is it that when our souls are thirsty, we go to look for material things to comfort ourselves? It will not happen. We are bound to make mistakes and we are bound to fail. Therefore, when we have a greater yearning for the Lord, let us search for the Lord where he could be found. Let us make a personal experience of him and bring our challenges to him. He will certainly have a way to help us. He solves every person's problems and challenges differently. Just as we make our personal experiences differently, so also does he solve our problems. The way he solves my problem will not be the same way he will solve your problem. So if I tell you that I was looking for a job and I prayed through the intercession of Mother Mary and I got a job, it is not the same that you will pray through the intercession of Mother Mary and you will get a job. You may go to the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and you will get a job. So dear friends, we are different. God made us differently and he helps us in different ways. Let us not use a single person's experience to make our personal experience. Let us turn to the Lord, asking him to help us to experience him in our own particular situation to live for him faithful from now till death.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.